right, y'all, get ready for another edition of News and Trends with your hosts, Dave and Lynn.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to News and Trends with Dave and Lynn. This is one of your hosts, Mr. David Coker, proprietor of Dave Mark Inc., marketing specialist, also promoter, music management. Just wanted to say welcome to News and Trends, and I have my host, Mr. Leonard Young, with me. What's going on, man?
Hey, everything's good, Dave. This is Leonard Young, CEO of National Black Guide, DelawareBlack.com, black media specialist and all-around good guy. David, how goes it?
Well, we're here, man. It's a new
is that a good
weekend.
Thing or a bad thing?
Yeah. Well, it's been an interesting week so far. I tell you, it's so busy where I work at, man, and, you know. But, you know, one thing this week, the weather's been so beautiful. Like, the last couple of days, it's been perfect, you know?
Yeah.
Not too hot, not too cold. There's a nice little breeze blowing.
On a Saturday, I actually turned off my AC, and I haven't missed it yet.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean.
You got the windows open and everything?
No, I don't have the windows. I mean, but it just hasn't been that hot, and, you know, I've been pretty good to go.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, Dave, you better save that money.
Well, you know me, I don't get into later on, so I don't, you know. And I have, you know, I got a real good ceiling fan that really keeps things cool.
Right.
So I don't have to have the AC on blast or anything. It's pretty comfortable, you know. So
okay, all right, sounds good.
So it was good. Do anything exciting over the weekend?
I feel like I did so much. So let's see. Yes and no. Dan at one of the properties cleaning it out one day. My daughter had a dance thing that Saturday night. And then Sunday, not too much. I do want to give a shout out to my daughter. She made the freshman volleyball team at her high school that she'll be attending. And I'm proud of her because she's never played volleyball before. So it wasn't until this summer that she actually started, you know, going to some, you know, volleyball camps and trainings and all that stuff. So, you know, she was excited about making it. And, you know, I'm excited because I was outside in the yard working on her with her bumps and sets and serves and all that stuff. So, you know, that way they're one of them proud. So she said they don't really have positions. They all rotate.
Okay.
But I guess, you know, they kind of go to their strong side once right after the serve. So, I guess, you know, she'll probably need to learn what that is for her. But as far as positions, you know, they rotate on the court.
All right. So, and she enjoys volleyball?
I think so. She never actually played a real game, but, you know, I mean, she practiced hard and, you know, so we'll see. I'm excited for her.
All right. Well, that's great. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
What
about you? How was your weekend?
Worked again, man. I tell you, you don't realize how busy we are, man. It's unbelievable. Worked again and then went to our friend Janet's birthday party, you know, and it was, you know, so she was really glad, you know, of the turnout and whatever. Omar was there. One of our recent guests, our last guest, actually.
Yeah.
No, two weeks ago. Omar Rashida was there and got a chance. They talked about his play and everything, so it was really good.
Did Omar talk about it, or someone talked about it on his?
No. His stage manager did, who happens to be Janet's King. She talked about it, and he's hoping to really get a nice turnout, and or were you planning on going yourself? Are you not going to be here? That's right. I think you said, right?
I'm going to look at my calendar again.
That's the 27th
of August.
This month.
I think I'm here.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. But, you know, for those that are listening, the play is called Three Men, Three Women. And definitely you want to check it out. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us if you're interested in going. You can also, if you're on Facebook, you can go to Omar Rashida's page, and it's the flyers on there, or you can reach out to me, David P. Coker, at Facebook, and I can share the information with you as well. So, all right. We want to support that brother. You know, he's always looking out for us, man, you know. And, he's definitely been a big, big supporter of the community, you know, definitely. Yeah, so. But other than that, man, you know, didn't really get to do too much. Sunday I always do my church thing, and I was, mm-hmm. that was about it. I just can't believe now that the weekends just seem like they're just one day anymore. I mean, it's like
welcome to the club.
24-hour day.
Welcome to the club, babe.
Look, it's just scary how it goes, man. So, but you know, here we are. Look, it seemed like school just ended, and school's ready to start back up.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
you know, the summer. We got like 4 or 5 more weeks technically of summer. Yeah. So you know, that's what I'm saying. So. But it is what it is. So, but here we are, another news and trend. We've had guests for the last 3 weeks, so it's been kind of unusual. It's just us again right now, you know? So it is. Yeah. So you guys got to listen to just, you know, regular old me and Leonard this week. So, you know, but we're going to try to keep it interesting for you, you know? I know you guys have had the pleasure of having all these great guests that we've been having on. So, you know, what were you going to say?
Oh, you know, I was going to say, hopefully for everyone who is so used to having guests, hopefully we don't bore you.
Yeah, well, we're going to try not to. So we're going to get started with our first story. And what are we talking about there? We kind of got away from it, but let's kind of give a preview to what we're going to be talking about today.
Dave and audience members, but talk about a couple things. So one of our topics is going to be talking about the Nigerian-born pastor who tells the church choir that the song that they're singing is boring him to death. We're also going to talk about the link between oral sex and cancer. We will also, Dave had to chuckle. We're also going to talk about the Black content creator who lost an endorsement by using the N-word on an unrelated post. And then, Dave, this one right here is deep. We're going to talk about the former Boston Public School dean who recruited students into the Latin Kings gang. He also pleaded guilty to RICO conspiracy and attempting to murder a student. And then
hold on. We're gonna say that last subject. We're gonna surprise them with that. Right. We're gonna hit them with that.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? All right. So for you listeners, you gotta stay with us to the end of the show to hear that last topic. Okay. You know. So, but yeah. So we hope that you enjoy the stories that we picked out for you today. So let's get started.
Sure. So Dave, kind of saying our first topic. And I'm actually going to play the video just so you can hear. But just to recap it, Nigerian-born UK pastor Toby tells church choir, quotes, that song was boring me to death. So I'm just going to play the audio real quick.
Okay, when they are ready. Thank you, guys. Be seated, please. Livingston is amazing, but that song was boring me to death. So I had to come up, man. That's low.
So Dave, you are a faithful church goer. How do you think the choir would react at your church if your pastor kind of interrupted them in the song and just said, thank you, you're doing a great job, but that song is boring me to death.
No, a couple of the members probably would go to their, you know, act like they were going to their seat and walk right out the door. You know,
oh, wow. So, really? Yeah, I mean, you really think so?
Yeah, that's, you know, the way he did that, it was, and actually the song was pretty good. I mean, I don't know what, maybe he might have had some other stuff going on.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he was thinking to himself that maybe there was some things going on that he, wanted to, you know, he was dealing with or whatever. And maybe there was some stuff that, you know, he probably had on his mind. But to do that, that was just totally disrespectful. And the song wasn't that bad. It was, you know, and they were lively. I mean, that was a lively song. Yeah. That wasn't boring.
Right.
You know,
plus they had a band behind it, too. So, I mean,
they had a band and everything.
That sounded
good.
And the
girl was singing her butt off.
Yeah,
so,
she was.
So that was a personal thing. That was something that he probably had some stuff going on within him that, you know, and maybe he just wanted to get up there to address whatever he was feeling at that particular time.
Right, right.
I just think it was rude of him, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he looks like he's somebody of African. Oh, he definitely is African. I mean, but
Nigerian, you could tell
that.
Born.
You could tell, yeah, but you could tell he has that
a little bit of directness.
Yeah, you know how they are.
I had to be careful.
We now have
no listeners in Africa now.
Yeah,
you classified them as they.
Well, you know what they say: he, she, it, they, them, we. Mm-hmm. You know, so. But I was just saying, you know, sometimes you do have some that are definitely have a more superior attitude than others.
Right.
I'll put it that way.
Pastors, you know, right?
And
pastors.
Pastors, yeah. And this guy just came up, and he, you know, for those who need. I would suggest looking at the video, Google to find the story, but I suggest looking at the video because his whole demeanor was just like, later for this, you know, you guys can sit down, you're boring me. You know, it's like,
yeah.
it was basically like he came up there and said, be gone.
Right,
you know,
right.
That's what he, yeah, you know. I thought that was Monique singing, though. Didn't look the lady look like Monique a little bit?
Did you a little bit.
Check that out.
Yeah, I'm looking. She's straight in the back with the orange.
Yeah. She kind of favored Monique a little bit, but yeah, I would definitely have if I was singing in that choir.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, we would have a conversation later.
Yeah, I'm curious.
You're going to need somebody to pray for you, Pastor. You do that again.
Right. I'm curious, you know, if what that next church service came like. Okay, like, are those, would those people feel independent enough to quit? Not come back? Not sing again? Mm-hmm. You know, are they expecting an apology?
I hope he apologized, but I don't know. The way dude came up there, I don't know, man.
Right.
He just like, that might not have been the first time. The exact words was, all right, guys, thank you, guys. Be seated, please. Even though it was amazing, but that song was boring me to death. I'm telling you, they was, you know, so he even said, even though it was amazing, I guess he just wasn't feeling the song overall because maybe the song has some kind of other connotation to it, you know, for him, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I mean, I think at the same time, he was rude in what he said. So I think he just said it's amazing just to kind of soften the blow. But, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you can't say that song was boring me to death. You know, that takes away any of the softness. But, you know, what I thought was kind of ironic about it for all of us who are not, you know, Bible thumpers like yourself and, you know, as holy or, you know, regular Sunday sitters.
Here we go.
You know, for people in the audience, you know, I'm sure there's many people in the audience at many churches listening to many pastors who feel that the pastor is boring them to death at one time or another. But, you know, that's something we would never say.
We can't say that. Yeah, you can't say that. You bore me half to death. You're gonna heckle the pastor during service.
Right. Well, hold on, Dave. Let me ask. So, if someone were to heckle the pastor, can the pastor heckle them back?
If the pastor's confident enough with what he's teaching and what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but will his heckling seem unholy?
It may be. There's a very famous story that at one time he used to tell the story himself. Clifton Davis, you remember Clifton Davis?
That yep, from amen.
And all that. Amen. Okay.
Alpha.
You know, he had left acting to become a pastor at one time. And he was a Seventh-day Adventist pastor. And at the time, you know, back during the day, I, the church that I used to go to for like almost 20-plus years was Seventh-day Adventist Church in Wilmington. And he came there at one point to speak. Now, I wasn't there at this particular night, but I know the story very well because of the people who were there. He came there to speak. And you know, people always question his motive for becoming a pastor. You know, whether, you know, his career had kind of stalled a little bit at that particular point. This was before Amen, you know, and which was a resurgence for him in his career. He was in there, you know, he came, you know, he was at the church and he was preaching. And he started talking about, you know, prosperity. You know, nowadays a lot of pastors talk about prosperity, but right. Basically that's just another nice way of saying money, getting money, you know what I mean? So, and a lot of the people who was in the congregation, now the place was packed, you know, it was standing room only up in there because it was Clifton and Davis, you know, and he's in there talking, you know, some of the people aren't necessarily feeling what he's saying. But this one particular guy gets up and starts challenging him on what he's preaching about. And he said, you only here for the money. This ain't about God. You this and you that. And, you know, and so Clifton Davis is looking at the guy. It was like, sir, please sit down. And he said, you can't make me sit down. Why you want me to sit down? Because I'm telling the truth. He said, I can see through you. I know you're not doing this because you really feel that you're here as a messenger or a guy. You're only doing this for the money. And this is, you know, to pay off this. And this is to pay off that. And the guy just going in on him, you know. He gets unnerved. The guy starts walking towards him. And they said that he looked the guy in the face and he had a look of fear in his eyes because this guy shook him so much with what he was saying to him, talking about, you know, he said, give me a scripture that says fraud and talking about how, you know, all these pastors out here only for the money and they ain't out for real. He said that you're a fake prophet and all that. He's selling them all of this stuff. You know what Clifton Davis did? He left. He left the pulpit and ran out of the church. That guy shook him up so bad. And they said that when Clifton Davis left, more people were, you know, like, not necessarily congratulating the guy, but everybody kind of felt the same way the guy did about Clifton Davis' appearance.
Right.
You know, it was really, you know, the story, you know, they told the story, and I've heard a number of people who were there that night tell the story, and they all kind of say the same thing. So when you look at these preachers, I know there's a new show that Regina Hall and what's his name from This Is Us, that was in Black Panther, the black guy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. He plays the pastor, and Regina Hall plays his wife. It's a comedy. It's a new series that's going to be, it's a movie, and I've seen clips on it. It looks hilarious. But they are poking fun. They had this big mega church, and they get caught up in the scandal, and they lose everything. And then, so they do this documentary trying to build up their fame again, you know. And when you look at those type of things, and you look at how all the spotlight seems to be on pastors now, you know, we just all, you know, every time we turn around, it seems like there's some kind of pastor in the news, right? For something, you know, some type of scandal, some type, you know, you got the pastor we talked about last week that got robbed, right?
Up in Brooklyn. You know,
because he's flashy, and, you know, you can't go around, you know, even with a guy like T.D. Jakes. T.D. Jakes is probably one of the most known pastors, you know, out there right now. Him and, Noah Jones. You got all these pastors out there. They all making all this money. And when one of them walk up in a pulpit and stops a group of people from singing and praising the Lord because they said the song bores them, something wrong with that.
Yeah.
Something's definitely wrong with that. You know, and if I was on that choir, we would definitely have a little conversation afterwards. What was that all about? Let's just hope that he don't come speak at your church no time soon.
More than likely your church. How about that?
Well, I'm not talking about you per se. I'm talking about anybody that's listening, you know. So, but interesting story. Interesting story. That's the world we live in today. So anyway. Let's see. Moving on to our next story. We go from pastors and talking about people stopping people from singing. Now we're going to talk about a story that talks about the link between oral sex and cancer. Everybody's like, what? Okay. I don't want to hear this story. That's probably what people are saying.
They're probably like, who picked this topic?
Yeah. Leonard did, by the way, y'all. Okay.
Dave, hold on. We just talked about church, so don't tell no sins up in here.
Well, first of all, let's talk about the technical story behind the story. Okay. It says here, this story was just done, by the way, August 16th, which is the day. Sexy black couple, this kind of sets the backdrop. Sexy black couple, a black couple in their underwear and hot romantic mood. There's a picture of them, and it says underneath, your oral sex habits can affect your cancer risk, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. That's the CDC, everybody's favorite place, you know, so. And they go on to say about 70% of, I can't even say this word. I'm not even going to try to say it. But it's a form of cancer of the back of the throat based on the tongue and tonsils are caused by human, papillomavirus. Or in the other name, they call it HPV as a Heard of Moffitt Cancer Center. So they're saying the CDC notes that about 46,000 new cases of the cancer are found in parts of the body where HPV is often found. So they're giving you kind of numbers based on the backdrop before they even get into the backstory of this. You know, they're saying these HPV causes about 36,000 cases of cancer, of these type of cancers. And then they talk about a lot of people have been exposed to this HPV virus, you know, for most of their lives. It says typically exposures happen many years, even decades prior to the development of cancer. So they said, you know, based on what, you know, based on the type of HPV virus that you may have, it could stay, it could be with you for years. So as reported by the New York Post citing the CDC, HPV affects up to 13 million Americans each year and often leads to cervical cancer in women. Researchers have noted that HPV is usually spread through oral sex, kissing, and sharing food. Now, that's scary when you look at it that way, because it's saying that 13 million Americans each year can usually have find themselves with this type of cancer. And it's noted that most of them are women, and they're dealing with cervical cancer. Oral sex goes back for years. You know, I don't have to go over the numbers, and you know, it's something that has just been part of lovemaking and having sex for a long time. When you think about your saliva and passing it back and forth and whatever, and you know, especially with certain parts of the body, you know, I feel like I'm doing a health class. I feel like I'm back in high school.
Yeah, again. Sex ed teacher.
You know, yeah, sex ed teacher. But it, you know, a lot of people rely on this type of stimulation in order to have a successful experience. Love making experience, sexual experience. But here's the question. Without getting too deep in some of the other stuff that the article is saying, here's the question, you know, just from off the top of the head. With knowing that there's a possibility that cancer could be, you could be developing this type of cancer, HPV type cancer, virus within you by continuing to do oral sex. Now, of course, they said mention kissing and so forth too, but the oral sex especially, is this something that would deter you from having oral sex, knowing sex, or love making, whatever way you want to put it?
Is that rhetorical or that's the actual question?
Whatever way you want to answer, sir.
I don't know. You know, like I feel like this article is not too much of a surprise because, you know, we just know all the diseases that can be spread through bodily fluids, including, you know, this HPV. So, you know, I almost consider the same thought pattern. You know, if people participating in oral sex is the same as people participating in unprotected sex, you know, just as far as the free exchange of bodily fluids. So I really feel like it's just a not necessarily say a choice, but more of a, you know, choice and kind of, you know, not say taking your chances, but you know, just also just making smart decisions. So, you know, just like how they say that you should not have unprotected sex, you know, technically, probably should not be having oral sex. unless it's somebody you know and trust, and you know, so along with that, and I know people don't do it. I know they have all those types of like dental dams and, you know, like oral sex protection features. I'm sure most people probably don't use them. But, you know, I think it's just a stigma too that, you know, when you think about unprotected sex, you're thinking about catching certain diseases and, you know, potentially somebody getting pregnant. But I feel like it has not been drilled into us where oral sex can promote some types of diseases and, you know, conditions leading to cancer too. Because, I mean, we just don't hear that. Like anytime you hear someone talking about oral sex, you don't hear them talking about diseases and exchanging of fluids and bacteria, viruses, cancer. So, you know, I feel like it's just not on the top of people's mind.
Good point of view. I agree. I think right now, you know, based on the world that we live in today, all of us should be walking around with plastic wrap all around us every day. Be like
Bubble Boy.
Yeah. That, exactly. You know, because really anything that you do, just breathing the air that we breathe, you know, could cause cancer, you know, or have you sick.
Talking on our cell phones or having our cell phones too close to us all the time.
Right. So, you know, you're taking a chance with anything that you do. You know, pretty soon all the fun things will be taken away from us, you know, that we consider to be fun. And we'll just have a fun-free type life, you know, after a certain point, because everything just seems to be an issue. You know, I know I've heard of people, and I know people who have gotten married who decided to wait, you know, until they got married to have sex for the first time with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what they don't count as having sex?
Oral sex.
Doing oral sex. And that's how they keep themselves in.
Like justified and for the Lord.
Yeah. You know, and you know, so that's something that, you know, I have a friend, he was so funny. You know, I didn't know it at the time. I was in his wedding. And, you know, this dude was like going on 40 years old when he got married at the time. And he, you know, and the person he was marrying, but he's a nice looking brother guy. The girl he was marrying, fine as I don't know what, you know. And I just knew, and these two, every time you see them, they were always all over each other all the time. So I remember we had his bachelor party. And remember, one of the guys said, man, he said, it must really be nice, you know, with that, you know, talking about his bride, you know, to be. And dude, he had been drinking, came out and said, man, we haven't done anything. And they said, what? The way you guys be all over each other all the time? He said, man. He said, we have never had sex. He said, well, how do you know that you guys are going to, you know, of course, you know, those questions come out, you know, testing the waters and how you know the boat works, if, you know, right. It may have a hole in it, you know, so those type of things. You know, all these things came up. And he said, no, we've never had it. I said, well, how do you keep the spark going in, you know, your relationship? Because you guys just seem like, you know, you guys have been together forever. And he said, oral sex. And we all looked at each other and started laughing. He said, wait, hold on. You guys are having oral sex with each other? And he said, yeah, that's how we please each other. We just won't penetrate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you do realize, you know, you might as well go in and go all the way when you do that, right? And he said, no, that's something we wanted to save. We wanted to save that part of it. And he said, I'm not, you know, her sister, he was talking about the girl, the bride's sister, her sister was doing the same thing. And her sister was getting married a couple months later.
Oh, wow.
And her sister was doing the same thing. And I was like, wow, that's crazy, you know. Now, of course, that would have never happened to me coming up. You know,
why,
I would have never been
a female. Why is
that?
Because
back then, people, if they said they were going to wait, they were going to wait.
Oh,
they
wasn't talking about all the way around.
Yeah, they would wait all the way around. They, you know, kiss maybe, pet, do a little petting, but you ain't getting that. You ain't getting like that close, you know.
Right.
And you know, so, and then if you tell a brother that you did that and you didn't, you know, go all the way,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna get dogged out. You know, what kind of man are you? You couldn't finish the job. You couldn't put the stem in there.
Right.
You know? So, you know, so, but this is where we are. With the life we have. But now when you see reports like this, and you know, when I was reading, I was looking for topics to talk about, and I saw that and I was like, man, they're taking all the fun away from us these days, man. Not that, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just saying.
I will say in defense, you know, I still think it's, you know, it's still about knowing the other person, because it's like, you know, even people say like, okay, you can't kiss everybody, you know, so, you know, and not to say you look at certain people and like, you know, what the possibilities are and what the possibilities aren't. But, you know, I feel like, and I just go back to say partner selection, you know, you need to. And, you know, unfortunately, you can't look at somebody and tell what they have. But, you know, talking to somebody and, you know, kind of doing your research will probably definitely help. I'm curious how quick this spread is. So, like, let's say two people engage in oral sex and one is positive with HPV and the other person is not. You know, what are the chances that they may get it? And what would that time frame look like? Is that like a year, 2 years, 3 years? You know,
it's a virus, so it could be something that could take a while, or you know, it could lay dormant in the body, or it could be something that happens rather quickly. I was watching the news last night, and they were talking about monkeypox. You know, there was a couple in Delaware. 5 new cases were found yesterday in Delaware, and two of the cases was a couple who, they didn't say the word, but you knew what they meant, was swingers, apparently, because they talked about that they had hooked up with another couple, and apparently got monkeypox from that couple they hooked up with.
Wow.
And not only did they get it, but they gave it to their dog. So now there's a case of a.
I saw that. Is that Delaware?
Transfer.
That's
that
a dog. Is Delaware? Okay. I did see that.
Yeah, and that they had transmitted the monkeypox to the dog. So these viruses nowadays, you know, depending, you know, I'm sure. But even though this HPV, like in the beginning of the article, they talk about how it could, you know. Take, you know, be in your body for 10 years or decades mm-hmm. or whatever the case may be, but how quickly it transfers and how quickly it can do the damage, you know, because cervical cancer, you know, is nothing to play with, and I don't think that's something that happens like in a few days. That's something that develops over a period of time. So.
Right. I'm also looking at this article, and it also says that HPV is transmitted also through skin to skin contact as well. So
I'm sure
there's there's no telling. You can get it oral, vaginal, or just bump and grind.
And like, you know, any type of bodily fluid to sound like that's transferred from one to another can cause this.
Right.
You know. So but you know, so you don't get this kind of stuff from most podcasts. You know, you're listening to News and Trends. This is how we try to keep our people informed, you know, We want you guys, you know, if you eat, eat right. You know, that's what we want you to do. So, you know, we don't want you to have, we, you know, we want everyone to be as protected as possible. So let's try to do that. Okay. So if you have any comments on anything we just said about that, make sure you let us know. We'll be free to put it out there. You know, because we like getting the comments from you guys, and we want to know how you feel about the subjects that you hear. Okay. Let's move on.
Okay. So our next topic, and I'm going to play this video so people kind of hear it as well. But the next topic is regarding, there is a Black content creator on TikTok who had made a post, and basically she was speaking that she lost an endorsement by a five-figure endorsement by using the N-word on an unrelated post. So basically what that means is she had some type of brand deal, advertising, sponsorship deal, and, you know, she had to post something related to that content. Now, on a separate post that had nothing to do with that with that endorsement, but it was on her TikTok page, she posted a picture of her kind of leaning over, kind of showing her butt in a, it looks like a bathing suit with a, like a sarong over it. And she said, you know, something like, you know, I take these pictures for my NIGGA. So apparently whoever she had the sponsorship with saw that post. And even though it wasn't directly related to their sponsored post, they dropped her from her deal. So she was pretty much recapping it and kind of like kind of venting. So I'm just going to play this real quick so you can hear it, and then we can kind of talk about it.
To discuss the harsh reality that Black content creators face.
I recently lost out on a five-figure brand deal for posting this picture with this caption.
And for those who can't read it, the caption says something similar to like, this is for my nigga and my NIGGA.
Contract, were there any stipulations given around what kind of content I could post, except for the branded content, which would be approved by the company? As for my personal content, nothing was said. After posting that picture and posting that caption, I received a phone call from my agent saying that the company thought it was inappropriate. And I just want to take a second to unpack that. When I read that caption, I read a playful articulation of the love I have for my man. It's been generally agreed upon by the Black community for decades that the N-word isn't derogatory, it's a term of endearment. And that brings us to the photo. Yet again, when I look at this picture, I see playfulness. I see a Black girl living her best life, having fun. There's nothing inappropriate about it to me, especially not in the world we live in today. For centuries, Black women's bodies have been scrutinized, they've been picked apart, they've been deemed unworthy, they've been deemed inappropriate, and this is yet again an extension of that rhetoric.
So I'm just going to stop it right there. So of course, you know, she was upset about her endorsement deal, and then she kind of went into the N-word, and then she kind of went into Black women's bodies being policed. So how do you feel about it, Dave?
I think it goes back to, we've talked about this in various forms over the months, I will say. Colorism seems to be at play again, right? In this case, not so much light skin, dark skin, but Black, white. You and I, we had a conversation yesterday, day before too, talking about how, you know, there's a ton of very famous TikTokers and Instagram people and so forth who definitely are well known on these social media pages, and, you know, very talented, you know, or with whatever they're doing, whether it's, you know, merchandising or, you know, just showing whatever talents that they may have otherwise. But then you look and you say to yourself, why do some people get on and some people don't? And normally it comes down to the way that person holds. right? I told you about the mother and daughter that was on this show, Smothered, that comes on TV. And they're both from TikTok. I've seen them many times on TikTok. The mother looks young. The daughter is, you know, in her 20s or whatever. And every time you see the daughter, she's half naked. The mother usually is usually dressed, but very nicely and sexy. You know, she's a sexy woman. And, you know, but these two, and I think they're of Hispanic origin. I think that these two, because of the way they look, they made it to TV as opposed to some other mother and daughter that might not look like they do, that wouldn't make it to TV and might have just as many followers, but they don't represent what we want to see. When you look at this situation here, her accountability, the picture is sexual. I mean, I don't think it's not sexual. What do you think about that?
No, I don't think it's so sexual. You know, I guess I kind of think more about the N-I-G-G-A word she used. And, you know, I think it's kind of difficult.
I'm getting because,
that too. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think it's kind of difficult because we have a certain culture that where, you know, certain things we say to each other would be different if people said them to us who were not us. So, you know, it kind of made me think about, okay, you know, some of the big time people who are getting money. So like, let's say Snoop Dogg, and I just say, cause he seemed like he has about 80 different endorsements. He's always on TV promoting something. But if you go to a social media page or, you know, one of his concerts or see him on TV, I mean, he says whatever he wants to say and they don't restrict him. Now, she did not say what she was promoting or who that, you know, what that brand was. I mean, that may be a little bit different. But so long story short, when I first saw it, I was kind of on her side, kind of like, you know what? Some of it's just culture. Like they may not understand the culture. And, you know, I'm sure you and I have friends who, when we see them, they're using the N word as a term of endearment. And, you know, it's not, you know, derogatory or, but, you know, in the same point, I can understand why they would stop the sponsorship if there was something in the contract that represented that she had to, how do you say, she had to have a certain image that went along with the endorsement, no matter whether she was endorsing or not. Now, if there was nothing in the contract that said that and she did her job, then I don't really see what the big deal is.
And of course, we also know that if it was somebody of a different skin color, that would have been a problem.
Right.
Because they, you know, supposedly, you know, they are saying something that it is totally not allowed to say. Last night, it just came to my mind, the guy I was talking about, playing the pastor, Sterling K. Brown, was on from This Is Us, who's playing this pastor in this new show. He was on Jimmy Fallon last night, and he was talking about, him and Jimmy Fallon were talking about how, have you ever fanned out when you saw somebody, a celebrity or whatever? And they both were funny in saying, yes, they have fanned out, you know, and got, you know, went and lost their mind when they saw certain celebrities and whatever. And he was talking about this one time it happened with him. And he said, you know, that he was acting all crazy and everything. I forgot who it was that he said. Michelle Obama, I think he said. Mm-hmm. And he said he was acting all crazy and whatever when he first met her. And he said he was having a conversation with himself. And he said, look at this Negro acting up. And he said it on TV. And then he said, and Jimmy said, you know, what'd you do? You can't say that. You know, Jimmy's messing with him. And he said, oh, yeah. He said, I mean, look at this guy. You know, like right. That, right? You know, but he had already said it, you know. just mess up. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because his mind probably said, did I just lose some money just now? You know, did I just lose something because I said Negro? You know, and he tried to clean it up. He said, well, you know, that's one of the words that we always use. And Jimmy said, I get it, but, you know, probably should be saying it, you know, that type of thing, you know. And this is what we are. Now, in our vernacular, this is stuff we say all the time.
Yeah, but behind closed doors.
And young people especially, you know, that's why, you know, most of the rap songs, most of the hip hop songs, they all have it in there, you know, but it is what it is. I hope the young lady is able to bounce back from that. Was there information on that page? Maybe we should reach out to her and get her to tell her whole story.
Yeah, her name is D. Ebony Davis.
Okay. All right. Let's reach out to her. Okay. See if she'll come on with us and gotcha. Tell her story. Okay. All right. Let's move on to our next story.
All right. Now, Dave, this one is the tricky one. All right. So, former Boston Public School dean who recruited students into the Latin Kings gang. He also pleaded guilty to RICO conspiracy and admitted to attempting to murder a student. That right there's a doozy, ain't it?
A lot going on right there.
Yep. So this guy, Sean Harrison, was 63 years old. He went by the name Rev. So at school, they called him Rev. But so this is from the Justice Department website. A former member of the Massachusetts Almighty Latin King and Queen Nation, who was at the time an academic dean in the Boston Public Schools, pleaded guilty in federal court to racketeering. The defendant, this Sean Harrison, also attempted to murder a student that he had recruited into the gang and who was actively selling marijuana in the high school at the dean's direction. That right there is a doozy, Dave. Yep. So he did plead guilty to conspiracy on RICO charges. And for people who are not familiar, because I actually didn't know what RICO is for, but it has to do with racketeering activity. Under the terms of his plea agreement, he faces 218 months or approximately 18 years in prison. So I'm like, yeah, this is crazy. And I don't see it right here, but I believe from reading before, the student that he attempted to murder, he shot him in the head. So, I mean, this guy was no joke. And, you know, definitely.
I said before we started the show, this dude was an OG. This ain't no new gangster. This is an old gangster.
Right.
Yeah, this ain't nobody just said, who watched Tony Soprano and them dudes and say, oh, I'm going to be like them. This is somebody who was them.
Oh, yeah. He definitely been
he definitely
doing been it for them. A while.
Yeah. And that's only, you know, that's what we know.
Yeah, exactly.
What about some of the stuff that he probably did that hasn't come out? You know what I mean? So, you know, when students start disappearing from school and stuff like that, you know, have you seen Ricky lately? Here we go again. Ricky! Mm-hmm. So this kind of stuff, man. Woo! 218 months.
Right, 18 years. 18 years. And he's ordered to pay $10 million to the kid that he shot in the head.
And how's that for that?
Shit, the hell if I know. But you may tell what's so crazy about it too is, so of course all this is happening in the school, but via the article in this post I'm looking at now, at the school, people loved him. You know, here it says Harrison was a much beloved dean at the Boston English High School. And on the side, he was a member of the violent Latin Kings gang. So, I mean, he definitely had his cover up. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure he was able to operate under the radar because he was probably likable by a lot of people who, you know, didn't know what was going on.
Dude had everybody snooze, man.
Yeah.
You know, like this some Nino Brown type stuff, man. He could have been a drug dealer, you know.
Right.
You know, he probably was living in the Carters and everything. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, somebody need to make a movie out of this one.
Yeah, somebody. This is a movie. This is definitely a movie. This would be one of those streaming movies, you know. When you go to Netflix, you got all the B movies, you know. You know, be like, that story looks familiar, you know. Or it could be on one of the. Do you ever watch Tales?
No, I haven't. I need to.
Man, you gotta check that out, man.
Oh, Tales is good. What channel does it come on? Because
that's on BET.
BET. Okay. Yeah, I want to check that. I heard Tales, Herb guy Tales talking good, about man. It.
Yeah, Tales is good. I've been watching it like since it came on. And what they do is they take a song,
yeah,
a very popular song, and they make a story out of the song. And like I watched one the other day. I was watching On Demand, and it was Fight the Power. The song was Fight the Power, and the show was centered around that song. So this is definitely a Tales type.
Oh yeah,
thing right here. But what would be the song? I wonder. What would be the song? Let's think about that. What would be the song that would be most appropriate for this story?
What? Lean on Me. I mean, it's not really a hip hop thing.
The Lean on Me, the hip hop version.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Lean on Me. How about let me see. I'm trying to think what else.
College Dropout.
College Dropout. How about More Money, More Problems?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, if I was gonna say if it was a book, The Miseducation of a Negro, but clearly, so this guy did kind of look up Latin heritage, but
hey, Rico Suave, man, Rico Suave, there you go. You know, so, yeah,
or
so.
Sean Dawn. Sean Dawn.
Yeah, there you go. Sean Dawn. There you go. Sean Dawn. Or I don't want to be I don't want to be a player no more.
Right.
Yeah. So, but hey, you know, this is one of them stories, man. This is deep, and it's really a shame. You know, because it looks like this guy lived a double life.
Oh, definitely.
And he let a lot of kids down, because what about those kids that looked up to him, man? And, you know, he let a lot of people down. He let a lot of people down. So it's really a shame. But this is one of those type of stories that definitely becomes a movie. I mean, you know, wow, that's deep. That's deep. So. Anybody
speaking
got
a movie? I hear the cops over there to get you, Dave.
No, this is just Tales, man. I'm okay. Ready to do my own Tales, you know.
All right.
I'll be like Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars. This what is it? So Fly, you know.
Right.
But anyway. Folks, you're listening to News and Trends with Dave and Len. Thank you for taking the time to listen to us. So we always appreciate what you got when you guys take the time to hang out with us. Feel free to comment on anything you've heard thus far. We're going to go into our last story, and I purposely in the beginning had Leonard hold on to saying what we were going to talk about. because I wanted to set it up this way. So last night, Leonard, I'm sitting there watching TV and I come, you know, just flicking through the channels. You know, it's just amazing when you got 400 or 500 channels and you can't find nothing to wear out there on TV. Mm-hmm. Isn't that a crazy thing? All the time, right? You know, your mind is messing with you. You'd be like, hey, do I want to watch this? And you always find yourself watching something you've seen before, right?
Yeah.
A lot of times, right? So I came across a movie that was a very controversial movie when it came out, but I hadn't seen it in a while. And I stopped on it because it just, the actors in the movie, they all look so young in the movie and everything. Everybody looks so young. And you always get amazed when you see that because, you know, how they look now. Anybody remember the movie Indecent Proposal? Leonard, you said you remember this movie, right?
Yes.
Folks, this is a miracle because if you know my partner, you know he doesn't, you know, he's not a big movie connoisseur unless it's certain people in the movie. So he said yes, okay? Some of you guys might remember the movie. The scenario was centered around this young couple who meet this guy. The guy becomes enamored with the young lady in the relationship. And he offers them $1 million for a night with the lady. Well, without getting too much into the story, I started thinking to myself when I was watching this last night, because this movie had to be, I think it was done during the 90s, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, probably.
So I started thinking to myself, well, could somebody actually do that these days? So I said, let me throw this out to our audience. If someone offered your significant other $5 million, now, keep in mind, this person is offering the money to your significant other. Okay, not you, your significant other. And they say to them, I want one night with your significant other. No questions asked. Just let me have the one night. $5 million, tax-free money. Okay? You make the choice as to whether or not it happens. No talking with the significant other beforehand. You have to make the choice, answer the question, and then you can go back and talk to that person. What do you think you would say? Now, this could be hypothetically because I'm not trying to get anybody in, you know,
thank you,
the house or anything like
thank
that.
You,
okay, all right. All right, I'm just saying. And, you know, because this may be the program that other people might listen to. So we don't want to do that. So, but let's just put this in a hypothetical form. And I'm asking all my listeners that usually listen to that I know personally that listen to this show, I want comments. Okay? Len, you should want comments from the people that listen that you know. I want comments as to what people would do with this situation. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to have you go first and then I'll say something.
Of course.
I'm going to have you go first. But what would you do? Now, folks, let me back up. I said a night with that significant other. So whether it's your wife, your husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, it's a night. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean they're going to sleep together.
But, I mean, okay? We know the deal.
Well, no. Some people might just want companionship.
$5 million?
If they got it, if somebody giving you $5 million, they got money. They might not even, what if it's Jeff Bezos or somebody like that? You think they're going to miss $5 million, Leonard?
No, they're not.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So, keep in mind, They're not saying what they're going to do with this person overnight. Your decision has to be is whether or not you're going to allow it to happen. What would you do?
So you're saying someone offers my wife. Okay, someone offers someone. You. So you're saying a lady would offer me money. It's a lady. It's a lady. Hold on. Is someone offering me money and I make a decision of whether me and the lady or someone offering my wife money? Someone's offering me money because they want to indecent proposal my wife.
Yes, they want to be with your significant other. Okay, so is it still a woman in this case?
I pray to God. I pray.
You'd rather it be a woman, huh?
because some things are easy.
Okay, and look, it doesn't have to be a man. Okay, so if it's
we get to choose?
Go ahead. Make it yours, man. Go ahead.
I'm gonna go how the movie went. If a guy offered me the money, and you say I'm not allowed to speak to my wife in between,
you're gonna make the decision right then and there. He gives you the scenario. Here we go. Let's play it out. Okay, I'm the guy.
No. Say somebody else.
Huh?
I said be somebody else because.
No. I'm gonna
be right there too close for comfort.
Wait, listen.
Okay.
My name is Fred in this case. Okay, so I'm Fred. Okay, so I come to you. Now I've seen you guys out. You know, whatever the case may be, you know, you and Wanda, mm-hmm. you know, okay. I've seen you guys out, and I said, okay. I like the way she moves. I like her style. I like this and so forth. And, you know, we both get ready to leave. We're in the same place at the same time. We both get ready to leave. We walk outside and I say to you, hey, you don't know me, but my name is so-and-so, Fred Johnson, okay? I've been watching you and your wife for a while. I assume that's your wife. Is that your wife? And you say, come on now, yes. Work with me here, okay?
Why you asking?
And, mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, okay, why? Because I like seeing you two together. I think you guys look good together and so forth and so forth. I think she's wonderful, you know, and I just give you all these superlatives about what I see from you two and especially her. I got a business proposition for you, okay? Now, I may not offer it right then and there because it would be kind of awkward, but I say, let's sit down and talk, me and you, okay? So, we make an agreement to meet again. We sit down and we talk. I say to you, when we meet and talk, how are you guys doing financially? And you say, being transparent, you say what?
We good.
Okay. All right. You good. Okay. How would you like to be great? How would you like to be excellent?
What you talking about, Willis?
Okay. I got your attention.
Mm-hmm.
I am prepared to offer you a substantial amount of money if you grant me one wish. And I'm going to put it that way as a wish. Grant me one wish. And the money is yours. Would you be interested in that? And of course, your answer is going to be something like, what kind of money are we talking about, right?
Mm-hmm. I already know my answer.
I know, but hold on. Okay. But you got to play along with me because
my answer ain't going to change. That's why.
I know it's not going to change. But we got to, you got to play along. Such a poor sport, man. I tell you, I don't know why. Anyway, I gotta get a partner. Anyway, so And I say to you, I'm prepared to offer you $5 million if you just let me have one night with your wife. And you are going to say what?
I'm going to say no. See how easy that was? Now, hold on. Now, let me backtrack. Because there's no way I could justify giving up my wife without talking to her.
But no, but you're going to go back and talk to her.
Oh, well, no, you said I had to make a decision right then and there.
No, you're going to make a decision, but your job is to convince her why this is a good decision if you decide to say yes.
Gotcha. So my wife and I have actually had that conversation figuratively before.
Oh, okay. Wait, this sounds juicy. How'd this go?
Our dollar amount might be a little bit bigger, but I mean, it's probably something that we would not do because we know that, you know, thoughts can kill, you know, afterthoughts can kill. And, you know, I think we have seen that money does not make relationships any better.
Yeah. And now, if you remember the movie, that's exactly what happened in the movie.
Right. But go ahead. Now, if it was boyfriend, girlfriend, or dating, that might be a little bit different. That might be a different story.
So if you wasn't married, but you guys were dating, you think that there's a chance that it could happen?
So, you know, I think it really kind of goes to, and I would just assume afterwards a complete breakdown of whatever. So okay, would I rather have the money or would I rather have this person? And it would probably just depend on what level of dating we were on, because if I really care for you, then I probably would not be able to sit by and let that happen. Now, on the flip side, does she know who this person is? Or is this just a random? Because I'm sure if he come out looking like the Hunchback of Notre Dame, then it might be a little bit different.
Well, no, this is going to be somebody
who's mildly attractive on either side.
Yeah, somebody that's going to be worthwhile. You know, you remember Robert Redford was, you know, he was an older guy, but he was, you know, he was Don Juan, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, and he had money, you know, so all of that came into play. So it would be somebody like that. And let me take you back a little bit. What if it was a female that was approaching you?
I'd probably be more likely to go along with it depending on what the missus said.
Okay. All right. So you go back to have the conversation with her.
Mm-hmm.
With both scenarios, the man and the woman, what do you think she would say?
So it's hard. It really depends on who it was. I think this is where all the questions come in. Overall, I probably think we would probably pass unless it was some extreme circumstances, and I don't even know what they would be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Money, you know, it's funny because nowadays we're in such a money-driven world. Basically, everything's about money these days. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people out there like that.
Yeah, and so if somebody says $5 million, and you know that $5 million can fix everything for you. But maybe it's not enough. And I see that look on your face that says, and when I go to offer you that $5 million, that it's not enough. And I say, okay, wait, hold on.
Hold on, Dave, you can only ask one question.
How about 10 million?
So I would have to go back to the wife and we conference.
Okay, so that deserves a conversation, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that deserves another convo.
That deserves a combo. Okay. All right.
All right. What about you, Dave? What about you?
All right. So this is my thinking. $5 million. I had to make that decision. I'm going to say no, but in my whole, my mind is saying yes the whole time. I ain't going to lie. But, and the only reason I would say no, if it's a male, because, you know, men, you know how we are.
Man. Yeah, you know, we are.
Yeah. You already know. If it's a male, and knowing about that movie and how everything turned out in that movie, mm-hmm. I would be that guy.
Yeah.
Because the money, even though the money led, it was going to take care of them probably for the rest of their life, he couldn't get past the fact he wasn't supposed to ask any questions, but he kept asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
And she did not want to tell him. But he was going crazy over the whole thing. Now, keep in mind, like I said, this person wants to spend a night with the person. He's not saying he wants to sleep with you, wife. He just wants to spend the time with
him. Yeah, but we already know the deal.
Well, that depends on, but then, is that all on dudes? That's on your significant other too.
Yeah, but I mean, at that point, it's a contract, $5 million for whatever he wants to do.
So, but she doesn't have to do it. All she has to do is spend the night with him.
But that's not an indecent proposal. Now, are we talking about an indecent proposal?
It is an indecent proposal, because the indecent proposal is the fact that he's asking somebody else's significant other to spend the night with him. That's the proposal right there.
Okay. Well, let me ask this: if someone asks your significant other, ask y'all, $5 million if he could just spend the night with your significant other and y'all, and they just chill. I mean, is that even anything you need to question? Like, how quick would you send that Uber taking her?
Look, I'm driving her there.
Yeah.
Right. But if he's showing her, but you still can lose her, because if he's balling out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can get used to it. Look, that night, he can wine and dine her and, you mm-hmm. know, show her all the stuff that she that she only read about and seen on TV.
Right.
That, you know, women, men, yeah. and men can yeah. both be impressionable at times. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're so, right. And she's like, I don't got to come home Saturday because Dave's working a Saturday shift.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. And you think about it. You ain't gotta work. You ain't gotta do nothing ever again. But just live your life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just intriguing, because you wonder how often this might happen all around, because I'm sure it happens. People with money, you know, we were kidding about Megan Thee Stallion and The Rock. You know, The Rock said that he would want to be her pet. You know, who would, you know, mm-hmm. think about that. What did she say to her? Something, man, I would love to buy The Rock to be my pet. and he's like, oh yeah, I'm down for that.
Right.
How much would it cost? There's no price to everything. I told you about how she paid Future $250,000 to be on her song.
Right.
And everybody, you know, a lot of people said she overpaid, by the way. They didn't like his verse on the song. And they said he overpaid. But here she is. She said, you know, she called Future's people and said, how much would it cost to get him on my song? They said $250,000. She said, She made a phone call, said, hey, go to the bank and get $250,000 out. Give it to Future.
That's right.
That's crazy, right?
Well, I mean, they hire rollers, though, so.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. $5 million, man. Go get $5 million out of the bank. Say, here it is. It's taxed. Put it in your car for you.
Right. All right, so, Dave, what's your final answer?
I said it. I already said it. I answered right away. I said I would say no. But in my head, I would say yes. Okay. Now, if it was a woman, of course, I probably feel the same way you did.
Mm-hmm.
Hypocritical on both of our parts. Everybody's going to say it, but it's true.
Yeah,
because men are very insecure that way. Okay. And it would have to be a lot more money. But like I said, we don't know what happens over that course of the night. And of course, she may or he or she may be sworn to secrecy. They can't tell. But of course, you're going to go crazy driving yourself crazy.
Right. Well, I think worse than them not being able to tell is when they come back, you don't ask no questions. You know, it's kind of like some stuff, if you know you can't handle the answers, then you don't need to be asking the questions.
But do you feel the same way for that person?
I don't know. Yeah, so I'll probably be judging it. Do they feel the same way for me? Because, they've done something different. and I mean, it's crazy, too. Like, oh, shoot, what happens if that happens and, like, the money bounces? Or what happens?
No. You get this money in cash.
You know, what happens if, let's say he tried to do something she don't like and they get in, he's abusive. I mean, like there's so many variables that it's just, it's kind of tricky.
You drive your significant other to meet this person and exchange is made right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
You get the money. Okay. No question about the money being exchanged, and you get it in spendable money. Okay. Now, of course, what happens after that?
So this right here, too much drama. I gotta go back. My original answer. We good. But Dave, listen to this. This is a gosh to honest call, and I think that my speaker's on.
Okay. I just got off the phone with the Lord, and he told me that I need to get my house in order. And so, ladies, I'm currently trying to put my last will and testament together. And you can get into the comments, but my question is there anybody out there? And I'm going to leave it to you in the insurance policy. Is any of the ladies out there that's willing to let me die on top of them for about $300,000 worth of insurance money? I just need to know if you're willing to let me die on top of you. And I'll leave you $300,000. Hey, holler at me to come in.
but kind of like you said, like, I'm sure there's stuff like this happening in real life. And it's so funny because everyone in the comments.
He looks serious.
Everyone in the comments is like, yeah, right, blah, blah, blah. But I bet there are some people in his inbox,
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. That is so funny. But I bet you there's some type of legal dialogue in the paperwork. If there's any paperwork, he has to die and they get paid.
Well, because it's life insurance money, so.
Yeah, so, because otherwise he just got a free ride.
Yeah, right? I mean, yeah. So, yeah, basically you got to make sure you kill him.
Megan needs to answer that question then. Answer that then, mm-hmm. Definitely, folks, we definitely want to hear what you have to say. We want to hear your feedback. Even about the guy that you just heard just then, in case anybody's interested out there, but let's get your feedback on what you would do in that scenario, and whether you take the money and run, or you stay loyal to your significant other and run from the money, But we want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our show tonight. We always enjoy, having you guys listen to us and everything. Make sure you take the time to listen to our Friday show, our weekend roundup, when we like to have, or whatever. You got any ideas for this Friday? You know, because I did last week. You got to come up with something this week. You know,
okay.
I put Len on the spot with the movie trivia, y'all. So if you didn't listen to the show Friday, go back and listen to it. You know, so I'm sure you're gonna try and get me back. So
definitely.
But yeah, but you got anything you want to add before we sign off, sir?
Nah, you know, I just hope everyone has a great week and catch our show on Friday.
Sure. All right, there you have it. News and Trends with Dave and Len, signing off, and good night.
Tune in next week, ladies and gentlemen, for another edition of News and Trends with your hosts, Dave and Len.